were busy from day one knowing the shot wasn't going to work, knowing it was going to hurt people, and believing that they could kill us and maim us and make hundreds of billions of dollars off of it and bring in a global cashless society and central bank digital currency with a social credit score and be able to set the precedent to kill us whenever they want and to maim us and sterilize us and infect us with basically prions, very similar to mad cow disease, very similar to the prions that cause spongiform encephalopathy. So this is just a holocaust. This is beyond anything we saw in World War I or World War II, because it's a covert war, and people aren't designed to know how to deal with a covert war. That's why the old way they would kill kings and people was with poison, because you couldn't find out who did it. It wasn't a frontal attack. And so they've done it, ladies and gentlemen. But the good news is it's all coming out. Now, people keep asking, okay, if insurance actuaries, if you average them together in the Western world, there's a 13% increase in death, the highest increase year on year ever recorded. So it's not speculation that people are dying in mass. It's not speculation that what you see around you anecdotally is real, because we have the numbers. But when people ask, why'd my dad die? Why'd my brother die? Why'd my 18-year-old son or daughter die when they took the shot? They just say, oh, that's normal, no big deal. They don't want you to go to the numbers. What's causing everybody to die suddenly? Started reporting to you over a year and a half ago that the insurance actuarials of the first year of shots in the UK, the first 6 months in the United States and other countries that rolled it out, 6 months after the UK had come in, and it shows on average between an 11 and 16 to 17% increase in death. The global average in countries that took the shots is an increased death rate of 13%. There was no increased death rate in the rest of the world. That's why they took all the flu numbers and said there was basically no flu deaths in the world, because there's usually 30 plus million of those, and tacked on those saying it was COVID. Now, the virus is real. It was a novel chimera to scare other scientists when they looked at it. And it is a nasty flu. And it carries a prion self-generating, but your body can also be made to generate it through the mRNA shots, spike protein. So it's very serious, and the shots, of course, are many, 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 many times more deadly than the infection itself. But it's a long-term infection that attacks your immune system. That's why COVID's a very serious situation. And now all the facts are in. But we have reached a point here where the dam has broken. And I said a year ago in January of 2022 that they've lost the war to roll out their forced injections, their worldwide ID cards, their mRNA attack, but that they would still not give up. I can tell you, as of the last few days, you can say it was last Thursday, you can say it was last night, you can say it was today, but this period in time, late January 2023, the dam has officially collapsed. And the rats are leaving the sinking ship, and it is insane. You started seeing CDC and FDA heads and their minions about 4 months ago come out and say, we were misled about the efficacy of these so-called injections, and we didn't know what it would do in all of this. And I said, right there is them covering their tracks. And so they can hang it around Trump's neck. He better go public against this right now. Of course, he didn't. And of course, you've now seen that. So we don't just have Elon Musk coming out against it. We don't just have all these BBC reporters coming out against it, and even CNN medical correspondents, the former head of Planned Parenthood, who was all for the lockdowns and all for forced injections and all for total tyranny and masking children in perpetuity. She came out 2 weeks ago and said, we were lied to. The shots don't work. And that they overcounted the COVID deaths. It was really the flu. So that's the rats all leaving the sinking ship as fast as they can. What does that signify? Well, we've got big mainstream news reports. I'll go over them all right here. Saying Fauci in emails was directing the British Medical Journal, the British National Health Service, the U.S. NIH, and Big Tech and many others to go out and censor, but also to hide the origin of the virus and gain of function out of the lab. So when he lied to Congress and said he's never engaged in gain of function, when he's famously led gain of function projects and held conferences called in support of gain of function and is Mr. Gain of Function, now we have the emails that were out several years ago from whistleblowers. We covered it. It was on Infowars.com. It was on Zero Hedge. But it never really made its way onto the Joe Rogans. It did make its way onto the Tucker Carlsons. And that's why I played that year and a half old clip of Glenn Beck, who, even though I have some issues with Glenn Beck's behavior and some of the things he said about me, he's very smart and very eloquent. And I thought he did a better job in 4.5 minutes than I could do, laying out what he called a two-hour chalkboard in 4.5 minutes, where he explained they had the virus already made years before. They released it. They covered up its origin. They already had the vaccines being made before it was even announced COVID was spreading, because they're not vaccines. And the whole thing's a premeditated plan. And that's exactly right. But here's the issue. It's not about credit. Oh, Dr. Francis Boyle and Alex Jones and Zero Hedge, because we really were the first. We said it first. It's about understanding. We're going to tell you what's coming next. You better listen to us, because we have the documents. But there's so many facets to this. How is this going to affect the world as it comes out that millions of people have been maimed and millions killed and still millions more to become ill and sick and die? And why would the globalists do something so reckless? And the answer is it's all in the SPARS 2023, 2025, 2028 document that came out several years before they released COVID. And that's a 3-hour report. It's on band.video. And I'm really tempted, maybe tomorrow or something, just to air the whole thing here, because that report is from, what, 2 years ago? And if you watch that report, everything we just talked about is in there. And the key, we spend at least 30 minutes on the fact that the document says after 2 years of the injection, the world's going to discover that it causes ADE, all these autoimmune problems, blood clots, heart attacks, and that government knew and that corporations knew. And that it's going to destroy confidence in governments of the world and collapse the world economy. There it is, 3,669,000 views on band.video. Censored everywhere. You might want to go watch it. You might want to go share it. I'll have it posted on the live show feed today if you want to share the video from the front page of Infowars.com. But it's all been wargamed by the Rockefeller Foundation, by John Hopkins, by the Pentagon. And the big ugly truth about all this is that China is our archenemy. China is pure evil. But the communist Chinese were set up by the deep state globalist. And the current leadership, going back decades at the Pentagon, are the ones that actually, working with Obama and Fauci, created this virus, created the whole worldwide plan, and rolled it out using China as the cutout at Wuhan lab for plausible deniability. And so the people running our government hate our military. The people running our military hate our military. They did this to purge the military and kick out the good people and to poison the rest. And this is how you take down America. And they're doing it at the behest of the communist Chinese, but the globalists are the ones that ran the attack. So let that sink in, ladies and gentlemen. And that whole crew, Milley, Austin, all of them have been in the boardrooms commanding the whole operation against us, okay? And they run the censorship and they run the control. And that came out 2 years ago, but I'd already told you that the Pentagon worldwide was coordinating with British intelligence and the British military psyops in Europe, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Canada, and here and other places to create the, quote, brainwashing, the fear, headlines, terrorize the public. Remember all those headlines? For your own good. It's not that the average person in the military is bad. It's not that your dad or mom that was in the military is bad. It's that the bad guys always want to control the military, and if they can launch a bio attack against their own people and then roll out controls that put you in a permanent form of national emergency and martial law that Trudeau's been public about, that Ardern's been public about in New Zealand, then they have conquered their own people. And what's the number one threat of a powerful country or an empire in history? It's never an outside enemy. They always fall from within by special interest getting control of the military. Everybody knows that about the Third World. Everybody knows it about ancient Rome. Everybody knows it about Nazi Germany. Everybody knows it about coups everywhere else. This is a high-tech, massive psyop. If the Pentagon said, working with the foreign corporations, that they were going to engage in a coup and give you a national ID and a biomedical ID and track every facet of your life and control you and tell you when you can leave your house and when you can't, Americans would never accept it. But by launching the bio attack, they did. Just like the V for Vendetta plot from 15, 16 years ago. And I've got clips of them admitting all of it when we come back. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. It's all a scripted master plan, but it's not going the way they wanted it to. They predicted a lot of how we'd fight back, but we overpowered them. But I have analyzed how they're going to try to regroup. But here's General Flynn about a year after my SPARS report 2 years ago, saying, as the former head of defense intelligence, this is key. It's a war game that they actually went operational with.
One of the things that I would recommend for people to go look at, and I don't care what you think about this guy who I'm about to mention, but I was sent a video yesterday. It's basically a documentary, and late in the afternoon, so I watched it last night, and it's by Alex Jones, InfoWars, and the media has tarnished him with all sorts of name-calling, conspiracy theorist, bomb thrower. The one thing that I know about this gentleman, Alex Jones, is that he loves this country. He is as smart as a whip. He absolutely believes in what he believes in, and he also does his research and his homework. And so I sat, because a close friend of mine said, you've got to watch this. I just finished watching it. He actually put it out yesterday, and it's called an emergency broadcast, and it's based on InfoWars, and it's based on the whole COVID lie. And Alex takes his audience through an hour and a half worth of just incredible level of detail of a war game that our government did back in the 2016, 2017 timeframe with under a different name, and they called it SPARS instead of SARS COVID, right? And it's this incredible, runs parallel to everything that's going on today, even in the war game that they did almost 5 years ago now, 4 years ago now. In the war game, they even put out social media things like tweets and such. And in the tweets that they use in the war game, they use the exact same tweets over the last year. I mean, the exact same words, the exact same hashtags. And it's like it's one big setup. So that's just this thing that Alex Jones put out yesterday. It needs to get out in a bigger way, because Alex walks through. And again, whatever, I don't care what people think of him, he's incredibly detailed in his research. He loves this country. He is a patriot, and he's somebody who we better listen to, or others in this country better listen to. And there's a reason why the mainstream media calls a guy like him a bomb thrower or a conspiracy theorist, because they're in fear of the truth that he does actually bring out. And in this particular documentary that he did yesterday, it's fascinating. And there's an awful, awful lot of parallels in it from what was done in a war game, so to speak, quote unquote, and then what the reality is that we're facing.
There will be a surprise outbreak. There's no doubt in anyone's mind that they will be faced with the challenges that their predecessors were faced with.
And I misspoke there, because they said, hey, do you want us to air the Flynn SPARS interview? And that was about a year after. That's something he said right after we released the report. That's an even better clip. I'm glad you guys found that. And I go back to this because they predict it'll bring down governments. They predict it'll bring down big pharma heads. But then they describe how that'll bring in an even more authoritarian government on the back of it. Remember, they want to shut down society. They want to shut off the pipelines. They want to lock down the third world and flood us with third world populations that are starving. They want to destabilize everything. And people say, well, why would they do something so bold? Because it's a takedown, ladies and gentlemen. But they're way behind schedule, and the world is exponentially waking up. On Twitter, if you go to Elon Musk Friday evening tweet, it's got tens of millions of retweets and hundreds of thousands of comments. Almost all the commenters are talking about how they got sick or how family died, but others with the cognitive dissonance are saying, we never said this shot would stop transmission. We never said this shot would protect you. So there they are. Most of them are bots trying to gaslight everybody, but we're only able to put that information out on Twitter. To Elon Musk's credit, he's the only one. All the other establishment platforms, we've got Rumble, and we've got InfoWars, and we've got Gab, and we've got all these other great organizations. But as for the big six tech companies, only Twitter is allowing this life-saving information out. In fact, when Bourla, the head of Pfizer, got confronted last week at Davos, that video's now got 20 million views on Twitter alone. It's been banned on Instagram, Facebook, Google's blocking it. It's been banned on YouTube, and it's two reporters politely asking him questions that are on record. That's not allowed. You're not allowed to question him. And we have the internal emails now where Bourla and all of them, like Fauci, were busy from day one knowing the shot wasn't going to work, knowing it was going to hurt people, and believing that they could kill us and maim us and make hundreds of billions of dollars off of it and bring in a global cashless society and central bank digital currency with a social credit score and be able to set the precedent to kill us whenever they want and to maim us and sterilize us and infect us with basically prions, very similar to mad cow disease, very similar to the prions that cause spongiform and encephalopathy. So this is just a holocaust. This is beyond anything we saw in World War I or World War II, because it's a covert war, and people aren't designed to know how to deal with a covert war. That's why the old way they would kill kings and people was with poison, because you couldn't find out who did it. It wasn't a frontal attack. And so they've done it, ladies and gentlemen. But the good news is it's all coming out. Now, people keep asking, okay, if insurance actuaries, if you average them together in the Western world, there's a 13% increase in death, the highest increase year on year ever recorded. So it's not speculation that people are dying in mass. It's not speculation that what you see around you anecdotally is real, because we have the numbers. But when people ask, why'd my dad die? Why'd my brother die? Why'd my 18-year-old son or daughter die when they took the shot? They just say, oh, that's normal, no big deal. They don't want you to go to the numbers. So Silk of Diamond and Silk was talking about her sister at this big event, the big funeral this weekend. And she said, I want to know why everybody's dying suddenly, because she was there when she died. Couldn't breathe, fell over, died. Happened to one of our crew members a few weeks ago at 39 in good shape. So here's what she had to say.
As soon as Diamond hung up the phone, she said to me, I can't breathe. It was suddenly, out of nowhere, and no warning. I got her to the kitchen table, opened up the back door so that she can get some air. And each breath was less and less and less until her eyes became a stare. My husband and I followed the 911 instructions from the lady. We laid her, like they told us, to lay her flat. They said, do CPR. And it was 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. My husband and I alternated and kept going and going and going until the emergency truck came into the yard and the EMS came into the house. They did everything that they could. So what I want to say to everybody is, don't you dare call me a conspiracy theorist, because I saw it happen. I saw how it happened. I was there when it happened, and it happened suddenly. I want America to wake up and pay attention. Something ain't right.
We'll be right back.
Here's what you can expect at Davos this year, where our unelected overlord, Klaus Schwab, asked this very important question.
What does it need to master the future?
This year's annual meeting takes place amid a global cost of living crisis and during Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine. By bringing the planet's politicians, business, and civil leaders together in the same building, the meeting offers a key opportunity, like the clear and present danger of disinformation panel discussion, led by former CNN arbiter of truth, Brian Stelter.
So I leave CNN and I was arrested by military police.
Brian recently had a run-in with conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Here's how it went down.
There's nothing you can do. We're going to rape your body, rape your medical rights, rape your children's minds. We're going to ship fentanyl in. We're going to destroy every facet. Hollywood rules.
Economic growth increasingly depends on building a green global economy. At Davos, the First Movers Coalition will convene to discuss progress towards this goal. It's a group of 65 companies working to decarbonize the sectors responsible for 30% of global emissions, including heavy industry and long-distance transport. To follow the annual meeting 2023, visit our website. Working towards a safe and secure society, I'm the Tyrannical Lisp.
That's Summer of Rage, Shooter Jennings, a very accomplished musician, son of Waylon Jennings, good friend of mine, listener of the show. And I was looking where at the Diamond and Silk memorial service with Trump and others. Waylon Jennings' grandson was there and did a musical piece. It made me think of Shooter Jennings, since we're on the topic of that album that he said we influenced heavily. That particular song he dedicated here on InfoWars. But you notice the death machine ain't slowing down. It's gaining pound for pound. You and I, they'll force vaccinate in their police state. And I think he put that album out, Summer of Rage. What was it, 12 years ago? Guys, look up Shooter Jennings, Summer of Rage. Maybe it's 14 years ago. I mean, time just flies. But we're looking back at the SPARS document because it's a blueprint of the attack they launched. Right down to the very same tweets, they just changed the names. But the tweets are the same. It's a battle plan. That way, if you get caught with it, you go, oh, this isn't a plan to launch a bio attack. No, it's a war game. And General Flynn saw my analysis of that and said we were dead on. That's the guy that used to run a lot of the Pentagon war games. So this isn't our opinion, but I want to give you the good news. It's a very small, compartmentalized group that Eisenhower talked about in the scientific and technological elite that control the military-industrial complex. 99.999% of our military is not involved in this. But the secrecy of the military and the intelligence agencies is used to run this and do this. That's why you see people like General Flynn who is exposing it. But let's run through this news. I'll get into all the latest Davos Group news and the latest on Biden and the latest on the economy and so much more today. And then a bunch of 5G news. It's now confirmed in study after study that it's causing massive health problems, including cardiovascular issues and asthma. We'll explain why. Manipulates how oxygen goes into the cells. But here it is. The SPARS pandemic 2025-2028. This is just the syllabus or the bibliography. I spent weeks scanning over thousands of pages, as linked to give you that SPARS report. very, very serious situation. This is the operational manual for the attack and how they're going to run the attack over the next 3 years. We're now into year number three of the attack. Now let's continue. They say 2 years into the injections, the public finds out they don't work and are causing autoimmune deficiency problems and a host of other antibody dependency and more, a whole host of problems, not just the blood clots, heart attacks, strokes, myocarditis. And so now Wall Street Journal shreds vaccine makers, Biden administration over deceptive booster campaign. They've rolled out the boosters and say it'll protect you and stop the spread. Same lie of 2 years ago. But the difference is, why is the Wall Street Journal and all these other establishment media companies suddenly turning against it? Because they're given their walking orders, their marching orders by the battle plan. You say, well, then it looks like they're winning. No, they're not. Because if you follow the plan, they're starting to fail. Because if the Davos Group gets blamed, if the UN gets blamed, if the big mega banks, if BlackRock and Vanguard get blamed, it's game over. If we find out they did this as a cover for deindustrialization and a collapse of society, they all go to prison and we reverse the whole New World Order and the carbon taxes and the Great Reset and the Build Back Better, which everywhere is falling apart and failing. BlackRock's pulled out of muscling in on states and countries to pull funding if those investment funds, the federal and state governments invest with them, aren't, quote, in clean energy, meaning energy systems the globalists control. And I can go on for hours, but their whole agenda is stalled, and by the minute, they're being exposed. Now, their go-to is a real reset, turn the power off and saying Russia did it with a cyber attack. Here's the Associated Press coming out against the establishment. The AP is the establishment. AP and Reuters board members are on the board of Pfizer. FDA considers major shift in COVID vaccine strategy. Admits it's not working. Says maybe yearly boosters. They're backing off. Here's the whole FDA briefing document from 2 weeks ago. We told you about it, but the point is now it's in the news. Bombshell new emails reveal Dr. Fauci was part of NIH and WHO conspiracy to silence Wuhan lab leak theory. That's old news, but now it's mainstream news. Breaking, Biden's former COVID czar to replace Ron Klain as chief of staff. We're going to get more into this in a moment. Now the EU government's coming out and saying they were lied to by Big Pharma. And it's just incredible. We're going to get to that in a moment. But first, let me go back to Silk of Diamond and Silk, her sister. And they've been clear now. She was not injected. But she died, it looks like, by a heart attack. People say, oh, people have heart attacks. No. Depending on the study you look at, it's between a 10 and 30,000% increase in heart attacks in children, teenagers, and young adults. It's never happened before. And these are people that have been injected. But a minority of them are also people that haven't, because in some folks, the COVID starts replicating in your body and causes lesions on the heart, blood vessels, and other areas. And your body attacks the spike proteins and eats holes in your arteries, veins, and capillaries. So, again, that's the long-term kill nature of it. But here's the thing. The so-called vaccine doesn't protect you and makes your body produce more of that very spike protein. Damned if you do, annihilated if you do take the shot. It's incredible. But there are things to mitigate the spike protein in the body, and that's all been coming out. But I cliffhangered that. When I went to that clip, we cut off the end of it. Here she is saying, listen, don't tell me people aren't dying suddenly. But they want to just keep it anecdotal, where we just see our friends and family dropping dead around us or having heart attacks. And they don't want us to go to the numbers that we've been covering ad nauseum here from the insurance companies and even mainstream news out of the U.S., Australia, Germany, you name it, of, again, record levels of death from cardiovascular strokes and other issues. But here's Silk finishing up.
I want to say to everybody is, don't you dare call me a conspiracy theorist, because I saw it happen. I saw how it happened. I was there when it happened, and it happened suddenly. I want America to wake up and pay attention. Something ain't right. It's time to investigate what's really going on here and get some answers to why are people falling dead suddenly.
They're making a lot of people mad, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Newsweek is saying that the news is going to come out that they did take the shots. I just know that they called me about 4 months ago, 3 months ago, and they said, we want to apologize to you on air. But I was on vacation with my wife and younger daughter, and I had a really bad connection, and I was going to come back on in a few weeks with them, but it never happened. And they never got around to telling me what they wanted to tell me. So I'm going to have to get in touch with her and find out. But regardless, they got a big problem. The globalists have a big problem. All right, I want to tie this in to the WEF, that's the mouthpiece of this global crime syndicate, and what they're planning to execute on us to try to counter the big awakening when we come back. Please stay with us. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to cover the waterfront on other huge news in the second hour. We have a special guest in the third. I'll probably open the phones up, but I don't like to speculate. In fact, when it sounds like I'm speculating, it's because I've got hundreds of data points, if not thousands, and then I'm able to make an approximation that's almost always accurate. So that's why I held my tongue with the diamond and silk situation. I said they've been pretty much anti-vax, but only lately. Maybe she took it. Maybe it killed her. Maybe she got COVID and that killed her. Maybe it was something else. But you can't ignore the statistical explosion, the biggest in history since they recorded it. It's going on. It's happening. The signal is there. Okay? And the studies now, since they started giving the shot on what it does. That is irrefutable, but Newsweek is reporting, did Diamond and Silk get vaccinated? Cause of death remarks spark confusion. And then simultaneously, John, the boom operator, and Rob, one of the researchers in there, said in my ear, I bet Trump made him take it to go to the White House. We're not trying to blame Trump here. It's just that to go to the White House at that time, everybody was having to take it. Just like Elon Musk wanted to visit a factory he had in Germany, that's when he took it and got super sick and almost killed him and almost killed his cousin. So they're never going to be able to cover all this up. And at the end of the day, I've been unable to talk to Silk. I understand she's been overwhelmed. And so because she's not returned, I don't know, 10 emails, 5 phone calls, and I get it, she's overwhelmed with her sister's death, I have not given you my approximation yet. But I think we know where we're moving here. Even mainstream media goes, oh, looks like she took the shot. We don't know. If that's incorrect, let us know, Silk. But why wouldn't they tell you it was the shot and leave it nebulous? And then I made the point to the crew, and they said, bingo. Because they don't want Trump to get in trouble. They're so loyal because Trump is still up there pushing the damn thing. I mean, the CDC's coming out against it. The FDA's turning against it. All those CNN reporters, the former head of Planned Parenthood, that's their... you know, pro-vax pusher. They've all come out against it. The Wall Street Journal, everything. Elon Musk has come out against it, and Trump is still sitting there like a fool. And I like a lot of what Trump did, but man, I'm not going down the ship with this guy. So if I had to dead reckon, and I'm not saying this is what happened, if I had to dead reckon, I think it's a really good chance. I'd give it about a 95% chance that Diamond and Silk both took the shot and that they both started having health issues after they took it. And that's why they suddenly said, we want to apologize to you and you're wonderful and you're so right about the shots and we're so sorry. We thought you were wrong. We wanted to listen to you, but they didn't give me specifics. And then I asked the question, why would she not then say she thinks it's a shot? She basically said it. I just played the clip. Why is everybody dying suddenly? But why won't she say it was the shot or it wasn't the shot? I think she's telling you right there that her sister and her took the shot and she watched her younger sister drop dead at 51. I think that's a pretty fair analysis until she clarifies. And I wish her nothing but love. And I hate to have to speculate, but we're over a week into this situation now. And even mainstream media is speculating. So that's where I'm at on this. Let me know what you think. Now, let's shift gears into the big issue. I've got dozens of clips in Davos. We already played a bunch of them. But I'm going to replay some and play some of the new ones so you have some context, where they say, you know, Tony Blair, there's going to be a world ID with the vaccine. You got to have it. And we're going to put a bunch of new shots in you all the time, and you're not going to have a choice. And, oh, companies deserve to have your whole genetic background in a genome sequence of you that'll be in a big database. And the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, saying, oh, Israelis are all guinea pigs. We control them. We're going to test new products and new shots on them, and we're going to see if it hurts them or helps them. That's a statement. I'm basically paraphrasing, but it's what he said. And so they're all in line with the same program. And notice Robert Bourla said at Davos, he said, we have seen no problems, no signal, and Israel and the United States and in Europe, they will all look at it and they will tell us of this problem. But they knew full well what was going on. So let's go to these clips. Here's clip 14, WEF on making genetic testing a requirement to have a job. So we've gone from your medical records are private, nobody has them but you in the hospital, and they're sacrosanct, to everybody gets your medical records. This is this revolution against testing of drugs, the revolution against surveillance of what drugs do, and just big pharma can rape you, do whatever it wants. Here it is.
But once you can probabilistically and through modeling be able to much better see what's going to happen. Take, for example, the fact that we already can start to see signs of Alzheimer's many, many decades potentially before a person starts to manifest the condition. Do they want to know? And if they don't want to know, should other people have the ability to know? Should an insurance company be able to make choices about whether to cover them? Should an employer have access to that information to make decisions about whether or not they are somebody that they auto-employ?
So as the system circles the wagons, as all this comes out, you know, that was a clip from the WEF, here's Jeff Zients, Biden's new chief of staff, saying for the, quote, unvaccinated, you're looking at a winner of illness and death. Remember this a year and a half ago? Here it is.
We are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. You've done the right thing, and we will get through this. For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm.
Yeah, you're going to overwhelm the hospitals while they were all empty so they could quietly murder all the people and get $51,000 for each person they killed. This was all a corrupting of the medical system, all a corrupting of the legal system and the media. Find out who they can buy off. Find out who'll go along with them putting out a product that kills tens of millions. You think Vioxx killing a million in the U.S. alone was bad? They knew it. They did it. And compared to the company that put out Vioxx, Pfizer's far more evil. So now these evil, out-of-control, eugenics-based companies are in control of our bodies. Here's the European Commission vice president, the unelected commission, looking at a Republican congressman and saying, soon you'll ban speech in America as they all giggle and laugh. These are the true supervillains.
Well, we need the people who understand the language and the case law in the country because of what qualifies as hate speech, as illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S. I think that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. We need the platforms to simply work with the language and to identify such cases. The AI would be too dangerous.
Okay, so that's her last week. Here she is just a few days ago threatening Elon Musk that even if you've got laws for free speech in America, we're going to use our long arm to come after you. And, of course, that's what Congress is supposed to block. We have our laws. They can have their tyrannical laws. You know, Communist China's laws don't affect us. But via the EU, she's saying they do. Here it is.
Our message was clear. We have the rules which have to be complied with. And otherwise, there will be sanctions. I think that the confidence has been weakened. And I had quite high level of confidence when it comes to Twitter. I have to say that we worked with knowledgeable people, with the lawyers, with the sociologists who understood that they have to behave in some decent way, not to cause really big harm to the society. I always felt that this notion
of responsibility was there. So this is what I don't feel from Elon Musk personally.
Okay, folks, we're going to go to break and start the next hour, and I'm going to shift gears into the latest WEF news, the economy, what's happened with Biden, more. But please remember, with everything going on out there, you're crazy if you don't boost your immune system. I would get Nitric Boost that helps your blood be healthy and cleaner and better and thin it out in a natural way. You heard Dr. Mikovits on air saying she's seen the product and the ingredients and it's top flight. It's available from InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Real Red Pill Plus. I don't have time to get everything in it. It's been sold out for 2 years, back in stock, 50% off. You need Real Red Pill Plus. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about it and try it out for yourself. Also, two of our newest products, 1776 Testosterone Boost. Isn't just good for men. It does amazing things for women as well, but it's a private label of an already number one national bestseller. The owner of the company is letting us private label it. It's amazing. It's powerful. So talk to your healthcare provider before you take it. It helps free up natural testosterone, helps boost your natural testosterone and more. It is 1776 Testosterone Boost from InfoWars Platinum at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And finally, PainMD is already a nationwide bestseller from the same company that puts out 1776 Testosterone Boost. Tested, loved, incredible, with natural compounds, with just amazing pain relief properties. What it's done for me has been incredible with pain management, with joints and things that hurt, and I'm missing my Achilles, still haven't gotten it fixed. I know it works. I walk around on Achilles. Most people don't do that, but that's just what I do. So, InfoWarsStore.com for PainMD at InfoWarsStore.com. And then, if you really want to support InfoWars and you really want to support staying on air, when we're so close to being able to do it, but it's nip and tuck, go to 1776coin.com. The last of the founding member coins are there at 1776coin.com. It's the final coin in the series, and when they're gone, they're gone. 1776coin.com. You get $30 off on the fundraiser coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. If you want to support a historic memento, get it today. We need your support. Action is the essence of victory. Take action now. Fund the info war. Get a great piece of history. 1776coin.com and use promo code 1776.
They realized that the shots were causing the explosion of chronic disease, asthma, neuroimmune diseases like psychosis, ADHD, autism, cancer, autoimmune diseases. So they realized in 2011 they caused it all. So, or in 2009, and when our paper came out, they realized that these were the shots were associated strongly, very strongly. The chance of them not being associated, it was like being struck by lightning, one in at least a million in a p-value. And so they covered this all up because, of course, they were liable now because for the 42 million Americans who are asymptomatic carriers of HIV and SARS-CoV-2 and other XMRVs, other manufactured mouse, monkey, and human viruses. The game was premeditated murder of the 42 million people you're liable for their injury. Premeditated murder. If you give somebody who already has an antibody a shot, you will get antibody-dependent enhancement.
Oh, so they were getting rid of the people they'd already poisoned, knowing that giving them a second or third or fourth dose would kill them. Wow.
Correct. Kill us, cremate us, add a mask and isolation, and you'll blame the people for COPD or any of the other co-diseases. You never inject an HIV-positive person with any vaccine. We never did. Never until now. You do not drive the disease-causing entity through their body.
Why do we know that all over the world, that people that have had the COVID vaccine are testing positive for HIV? Is that because of the spike proteins from HIV?
It has GP120, glycoprotein 120. Absolutely. It also has the monkey, mouse, and manufactured XMRV. So the spike protein is killing, you know, literally the 12%.
So you're saying it's a binary weapon where they already are preloaded with it, and this triggers the next phase?
Correct.
Hmm.
Please. And the more vaccines you got, especially Gardasil, because that has the toxic synthetic lipid nanoparticles similar to the one in the COVID shot. Prior to the COVID shot, the deadliest vaccine, we saw athletes dropping dead on the field, passing out, falling down, all the things.
Yeah, why is it particularly the athletes?
Because they operate at oxygen max, capacity max. They're operating at such a high level in their mitochondria. This is an energy production, oxygen necessary disease.
So they create, that's what they're finding. They turbocharge the blood clots.
Correct.
Wow. Yep.
And ischemia, lack of oxygen. So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events, dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
You looked at our nitric oxide. I saw it was the top rated. They let us private label it. It's the best seller. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes.
Well, I'm not a scientist like you. What do these compounds do creating nitrous oxide? What does it do?
It relaxes the vasculature. So the clot will go through and not restrict. It allows it to relax. It lowers the blood pressure.